Track 4 and more news stories. The Queen Street work is on schedule. Work on Newton Abbott's controversial Queen Street revamp will be completed by the end of November. The work involves creating widened footways, improved crossings, more seating, and extra provision for buses and bicycles. The changes also include a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit, new waiting, parking and loading restrictions, and closing off several roads to anything other than through traffic. The current work has disrupted traffic through the town and sparked complaints from traders who say takings have been hit. There are also claims the whole scheme will ruin trade in the town, and objectors have mounted a legal challenge. But Teignbridge Council's executive committee heard it was part of a £12 million investment to transform the town centre. The money has come from the Future High Streets Fund launched by the previous government. An update was also given on the Bradley Lane scheme to build up to 100 new homes to replace run-down industrial buildings. There have been objections and calls to save the historic Vicaries Mill. Security fencing had been put around the site, and a decision would be made soon on demolishing and clearing it. We believe high-quality, affordable and social housing on a brownfield site is the way these sites should be developed, said Councillor Palethorpe. We have 1,500 people waiting for accommodation, and this is the ideal site in the perfect place.
Great start for town's bid to regain fair trade status. An event in Newton Abbott to gauge the public's support for the fair trade movement has been hailed a success by the organisers. On Saturday, September 7th, members of the Town Council were joined by fair trade representatives and political figures to ask shoppers if they would like the campaign to have a higher profile, with more traders and consumers choosing products that guarantee global farmers a fair price. The response was so positive that it looks certain a steering committee will soon be formed, with the aim of winning official fair trade status for Newton Abbott, a title it held once but which lapsed some years ago. The Town Council had already taken the first critical step of giving its backing to a bid, and now plans are being drawn up to take the project forward. Encouraged by the public reaction, Councillor Louise Cook Bradley Ward said, "British farmers are struggling. I have relatives who are farmers and struggling, but that's nothing compared to what some farmers in other parts of the world are up against. And if we want to keep Newton Abbott relevant, we have to be thinking about these matters." Former Teignbridge District Council leader and Newton Abbott resident Gordon Hook had written to the Town Council earlier in the year to ask how the fair trade movement could be better highlighted. Also pleased with Saturday's event, he said, "I'm really delighted the Town Council has grasped the nettle and very much hope that the town will regain its fair trade status. It does promote a magnificent organisation that's doing a fantastic job around the world, and we must all get behind it." Sue Errington, coordinator for Fairtrade Devon, was present 30 years ago at the inaugural meeting which led to the movement's creation. She said, "I really didn't think it was going to work, but actually it's been fantastic. And there's something like 2 million farmers now who are part of the scheme and benefiting from higher prices or wages." Bovey Tracy Town Councillor Steve Aldreeve oversees his town's fair trade status and has offered to host Newton Abbott's first meeting. He said, "We have a wider Devon coordinated fair trade group and we like to help each other when we can."
Future of £2 bus fares dependent on funding. The future of Devon's £2 bus service depends on new funding deal the boss of Stagecoach South West has suggested. While passengers pay the fixed fare for single journeys, the extra money the transport company would usually charge is reimbursed to them by central government. The scheme, first introduced in January 2023 by the former Conservative administration as a post-pandemic measure to encourage people to get back on public transport, is due to end in December. But Peter Knight, Stagecoach Southwest Managing Director, says policy decisions by the Labour government is key to its future. He said, "We are reimbursed by central government for the £2 fare, but there is a challenge as to what that looks like going forward. We are only weeks into a new administration, and that will be a policy decision for the government in the coming weeks and months. At the moment, we are reimbursed for a lost revenue at a fixed rate, but that needs to keep pace with inflation going forward." He said the £2 bus fare had increased Stagecoach Southwest passenger numbers by around 8 to 10%, showing that people viewed it as a clearly great value for money and that its simplicity contributes to its effectiveness. Separately, Mr. Knight says the firm is addressing its net zero ambitions through an order for 90 electric buses. At present, all its 350-strong fleet is diesel, but the electric buses will become operational in around 18 months' time. In terms of challenges, he said, the biggest problem for his firm is navigating the county's congestion and roadworks. He said, "We work closely with Devon County Council to ensure roadworks are coordinated and bus services are given priority through them. And where there was no alternative, we do the best job we can to ensure the timetable resilience."
Hunt on for permanent banking hub site. The hunt is on for a permanent location for Dawlish's new banking hub. The temporary facility has opened in Strand Hall at the Strand Centre, run by not-for-profit Cash Access UK, and is now open 5 days a week. This will remain open until a suitable permanent site is found. The temporary hub has been welcomed by residents and businesses. Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Lynn Goodman Bradbury, said Dawlish Town Council, together with Dawlish Chamber of Trade and others, have been lobbying for the opening of a banking hub following the closure of the last High Street Bank several years ago. "We are thrilled to now have the first step towards a permanent hub in Dawlish, which will offer a convenient and sustainable service between the post office and other community bankers in one place. We will continue working with stakeholders to ensure the permanent solution is opened and as soon as possible." Martin Wrigley, MP for Newton Abbott, said it's great to see the new banking hub open in Dawlish. "Many people have found it hard to be without a bank in the town, so the new hub will be a great asset. A big thank you to all who helped to make this happen." Gareth Oakley, CEO at Cash Access UK, said, "I am happy to announce that our temporary banking hub in Dawlish is now open. Residents can now enjoy access to cash and face-to-face services once again. We'll be able to provide an update to the community on a permanent location for the hub soon. The temporary hub offers a counter service operated by the post office where customers of all major banks can carry out regular cash transactions Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It also offers a community banker service where customers can talk to their own bank about more complicated issues on the day that their bank is in the hub. The banking openings are Mondays it's Barclays, Wednesdays Santander, Thursday NatWest, and Friday it's Lloyds.
Pool closes 2024 with doggy paddle. A Teambridge swimming pool is feeling positive about its final swim of the 2024 season. Hounds of all sizes will be unleashed into the community-run open-air pool in Ashburton on Sunday, September 15th, to doggy paddle with their human companions. The dog swim at 6 p.m. will be the last session of Ashburton Swimming Pool for 2024. The idea for a dog swim came at a Love Your Pool feedback evening. We asked members of the public to come along and talk about things we do well and things we could improve, explained pool manager Kat Howard. Morton Hampstead and Shulston do a doggy paddle at the end of each season, so I did some research around safety, etc., and then the trustees agreed, she added. The pool management team are encouraging people visiting Ashburton Food Festival on the Saturday to combine their visit with a refreshing dip in the pool. As well as being a lot of fun, Ashburton Swimming Pool hopes the events will raise much needed funds so it can carry out maintenance work over the winter. The pool needs to raise £60,000 to fix a leak. And attached to the article is a lovely photograph of a dog thoroughly enjoying his swim.